This is the Wall Street Update edition of World Business Report. I'm Susanna Streeter. Well, let's check in with the financial markets now. And a short time ago, I spoke to Doug McIntyre from 24/7 Wall Street, and I asked him about comments from the Republican presidential candidate Ted Cruz. He said today that he thought markets were due for a major correction, possibly a collapse.
I don't believe that he has the experience to know what will happen to the stock market. He's now joined Donald Trump as saying that the market is going to suffer a tremendous collapse soon because the country is badly run. And I guess if I were running for office, I might say the same thing. I would make the point that Wall Street is beginning to look more carefully at the election results because New York State primary is next week. And now you're starting to see these huge states where these people roll up hundreds and hundreds of delegates to vote. So it won't be lost on investors that both parties are near the end of the line in terms of determining who the nominees will be.
We have had some results out from Citi, the bank, today, haven't we? And there's been quite a sharp downturn in profits.
Yes, they joined the other money center banks in posting relatively poor results. In some cases, they're better than expectations, but everybody's down. And one of the byproducts of that is that the number of layoffs in the banking sector is accelerating. So it's a case of what happened in the last recession, which is the banks are trying to cut their way to profitability. So earnings are down. Investors might be a little excited because it's not as bad as it used to be. But when you get layoffs, you're now starting to get into this vicious downturn cycle where you let go of people to make profits higher and unemployment goes back up.
And that was Doug McIntyre. Now, on Wall Street, the Dow was down 0.2% at 17,897. At the end of the day in London, the 100 share index was down 0.3% at 63.43. Gold is trading at $1,234 an ounce.
Thank you for downloading from the BBC World Service. You can find a whole world of information from science, arts, business and technology. Just go to bbcworldservice.com/podcasts.